Hi, it's Jeff Farley at the Otisville Mount Hope Presbyterian Church and our weekly podcast, Today's Word from our weekly sermon. So this time we're talking about crossing the divide, Exodus chapter 14, verses 10 to 31. When the Israelites saw the king coming with his army, they were frightened and begged the Lord for help. They also complained to Moses, "Wasn't there enough room in Egypt to bury us? Is that why you brought us out here to die in the desert? Why did you bring us out of Egypt anyway? While we were there, didn't we tell you to leave us alone? We had rather be slaves in Egypt than die in this desert." But Moses answered, "Don't be afraid. Be brave, and you will see the Lord save you today. These Egyptians will never bother you again. The Lord will fight for you, and you won't have to do a thing." The Lord said to Moses, "Why do you keep calling out to me for help? Tell the Israelites to move forward. Then hold your walking stick over the sea. The water will open up and make a road where they can walk through on dry ground. I will make the Egyptians so stubborn that they will go after you. Then I will be praised because of what happens to the king and his chariots and cavalry. The Egyptians will know for sure that I am the Lord." All this time, God's angel had gone ahead of Israel's army, but now he moved behind them. A large cloud had also gone ahead of them, but now it moved between the Egyptians and the Israelites. The cloud gave light to the Israelites, but made it dark for the Egyptians, and during the night, they could not come any closer. Moses stretched his arm over the sea, and the Lord sent a strong east wind that blew all night until there was dry land where the water had been. The sea opened up, and the Israelites walked through on dry land with a wall of water on each side. The Egyptian chariots and cavalry went after them. But before daylight, the Lord looked down at the Egyptian army from the fiery cloud and made them panic. Their chariot wheels got stuck and it was hard for them to move. So the Egyptians said to one another, "Let's leave these people alone. The Lord is on their side and is fighting against us." The Lord told Moses, "Stretch your arm towards the sea. The water will cover the Egyptians and their cavalry and chariots." Moses stretched out his arm, and at daybreak, the water rushed towards the Egyptians. They tried to run away, but the Lord drowned them in the sea. The water came and covered the chariots, the cavalry, and the whole Egyptian army that had followed the Israelites into the sea. Not one of them was left alive, but the sea had made a wall of water on each side of the Israelites, so they walked through on dry land. On that day, when the Israelites saw the bodies of the Egyptians washed up on the shore, they knew that the Lord had saved them. Because of the mighty power he had used against the Egyptians, the Israelites worshipped him and trusted him and his servant Moses. An interesting story. So have you ever been a bit hesitant about making a decision? I know I have. Sometimes the decisions are small and important at some level, I guess, but not life-changing, like whether to get this pair of sneakers or that pair, or whether to have a homemade pizza for dinner or an omelet, and then whether to use up the leftover fajita chicken or the leftover bacon. Hungry, anyone? Sometimes the decisions are kind of medium. Should I buy a new car or get a used one? Should I get the Ford or the Subaru? The decision is important. There's big money involved. And in some way, it could be life-changing, I suppose, but not really. And then there are those huge decisions, scary decisions, ones that will change everything going forward. Like making a do not resuscitate choice for a beloved adult who is terminally ill. Like leaving home and moving across the country or around the world. Like those folks who up and came to the United States with no idea what was ahead for them. Leaving behind family and friends and perhaps certainty for a new and very uncertain future. Just like those Israelites standing at the edge of the shores of the Red Sea with Moses. He said all they had to do to start a new life was to step onto the momentarily dry seabed and walk into their new future, their new adventure, their new journey. But it was terrifying, trapped between the Red Sea and the Egyptian army. But a choice had to be made. Sometimes decisions are like that, huge, scary, and even life-changing. Some of us really have a hard time making those choices, so we dither, lollygag, and dissimulate. I have no idea what those words mean. And if you aren't sure as well, then let's just all say sometimes we procrastinate. The problem is, in order to enter the promised land, you have to step out. You have to begin the journey. You have to cross the divide between going with Jesus and not. Now, God offered the Israelites some very special help. God quite often does, although it's amazing what we fail to see God doing on our behalf because we are not looking for it, navel gazers as we are. As Derek Cash often points out in the Wednesday night Bible studies, it's amazing what the Old Testament people saw God do, and what the disciples and others saw Jesus do, and they still struggled to believe and to understand. It's the human condition. God acts, and we're so consumed by our very small vision of the kingdom of God and our self-centeredness, we miss miracles every day, just like those Israelites. Terrified of stepping into the Red Sea, missed the cloud cover between the Israelites and the Egyptians, and an angel. A little reminder for those who noticed that even that while they were whining, God was with them. Perhaps just saying God is doing the same for us. For us, the first step of faith may not be as dramatic as an Israelite stepping onto the bottom of the Red Sea and walking between walls of water, but you understand it's still a step of faith, because in order to begin, you have to begin. You have to believe. You have to be willing to enter where the water was and hope you won't have to swim. Entering into baptism is, while we often don't see it this way, very much a step of faith. It's a bit scary. You have to believe it matters, and you have to trust God. If not for yourself, then for the child you bring to the waters. You have to want to go where God is leading, otherwise the journey makes no sense. And that's exactly what the people behind Moses were saying. What are you, nuts? Did you bring us here all to die in the waters? You think all of us walking across the seabed on slippery rocks is just a lark? We don't want to die. We want to live. And we could live just fine back at home in Egypt. We don't need this baptism. We all just want to go home. Because they thought living back at home in slavery was safer than walking with God. But if you want to walk in faith, if you want to grow in faith, if you want to experience the promised land, if you want to discover the joy of the Lord, you, like Jesus before us, need to enter into the water, step down on the rocks, cross the divide, and show yourself as a faithful disciple. Bringing your child for baptism, and or choosing baptism for yourself as an adult if you have never been baptized, is just as much an act of faith as stepping down into that space between the walls of water. It's a decision to follow the Spirit, to follow God's lead, to get up and follow Jesus as a faithful disciple. And here's the thing, you won't regret it, and you won't go alone. Because we are all with you. Into the waters we go. Together. Amen. Thank you so much for joining us for this week's podcast of Today's Word. If you want more information, you can contact us at our email at otisvillepress@hvc.rr.com or at our website, www.otisvillepress. Thanks for being here.